I would like to read a text to you from Galatians, the 6th chapter, beginning in verse 12, going through verse 15. Galatians 6, 12 through 15, by way of invitation this evening. Now, we have studied recently the book of Galatians. I would remind you that he is dealing with the Judaizing teachers who were emphasizing the necessity of circumcision as a token of a man standing before God. And these individuals were Jews who were seeking to compel the Gentiles to keep the law. He says in verse 12, "As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation." Now, this specific example was an indication of false teaching that was ongoing. And so these Judaizing teachers, Jewish Christians, who were saying that we must depend upon the law and the keeping of the law to be in proper standing with God. That's false doctrine, first of all. So we want to make note of that. And yet this statement in verse 15, that circumcision or uncircumcision, it does not avail anything but a new creation, is one that I think is extremely significant, and it could be broadly applied, maybe an imperfect parallel, but broadly applied with regard to even claims that we make. Realize that there are some individuals who will say that I am accepted of God because I'm a member of the Church of Christ. And while we will teach against denominationalism, and we acknowledge the necessity of being a member of the church which Christ established, and we'll affirm that the teaching that we do and the things that we practice as God's people in this local congregation is in accord with that will. We affirm that. We defend that. The idea that because you're a member of the Westside Church of Christ, God is going to accept you, and based on that alone, is simply not true. There are many individuals who will place trust upon affiliations, upon outward demonstrations, upon ritual, upon those kinds of things, when what matters is, are you a new creature in Christ? Have you been converted? Are you seeking to live righteously for Him? Are you obedient to the gospel? Because ultimately that's all that matters. Now, having said that, there are certain requirements that God has made in that gospel with regard to how we are to worship and who we are to affiliate and fellowship with. Fact is, just because an individual is a part of a particular group or doing a particular thing, it's not an indication at all of his standing with God. What matters is he is a new creature in Christ. That comes by an individual giving himself wholly to God, obeying him with all of his heart, soul, spirit, and mind. An individual responding to the gospel of Jesus Christ, taking on his cross and bearing his burden before God, being a bond servant of Jesus Christ. All of these are expressions which indicate the idea of full devotion as a child of God. We ask you, is that the case in your life? If you've not yet become a child of God, you cannot have a standing with him until such time as you profess your faith in Christ and repent of your sins and are baptized to have your sins washed away. If you desire to do that this evening, you have an opportunity to do so. But if you have been drifting, been coasting, been depending upon just the fact that you are a part of a group, and because of that, God's going to accept you, you need to truly examine your life to see whether or not you have been living as that new creature, been living, giving yourself wholly in your devotion to the Almighty God of heaven and His Son Jesus. If that is not the case, and we can assist you in getting your life right, then we offer ourselves to you. The invitation is offered to each and every one of you. If there is anyone who is here who needs to respond, we extend it to you now, and we ask that you come while together we stand, while we sing.